gambling. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick. We've been fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
How are you with little jobs? Little jobs?
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker up.
Slap some grease on your behind. Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Move by your spirit upon Timmy Boone.
Clean up your goddamn place!
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Twitter suits.
It's a psych!
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Seven hot dogs in his ass and a stick of butter.
Open your ass, your heart and mind will follow.
Oh, God, no.
I beat my big fucking penis.
Tim Henson back here with you for the Tuesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a classic Sextastic Tuesday. Plus, it's an extended show for sideshow freaks. You'll get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content, maybe even more. Lately, we've been doing like 20 minutes. It's almost like a whole extra show just for sideshow freaks. Sign up right now. Superfreaksideshow.com. Listen, before we get into Sextastic Tuesday, a couple days ago on the podcast, I mentioned Deaf Wannabes because I was listening to Distorted View Radio, and apparently this is something I talked about 5 or 6 years ago on the show. It's fascinating. Talk about extreme fetishes, right? So basically, Deaf Wannabe is pretty much what it sounds like. These are people who want to become deaf because they think it's so sexy. As a matter of fact, I rediscovered the Yahoo group called Deaf Wannabes. I urge you all to subscribe. And I found a couple posts for you. This pretty much sums up the group nicely. Hi, my name is Ashton Brandon Brown. I'm here to ask for help on crossing the bridge. Yeah, crossing the bridge is a term they use, which basically means I want to make myself deaf. A lot of people do what's called sim or simming, and that means, you know, simulating being deaf, you know, putting earplugs in your ear or something like that. I really want to become deaf. My lover Jenny is hard of hearing, and I want to be deaf to be closer to her. Aw. I also want to be deaf because I love deaf people, and I think it's sexy to be deaf or hard of hearing. How is that sexy? You know, like, the hearing deaf people talk, that's not sexy at all. I don't know how to become deaf, though. Can someone help me? I want to know how to become deaf. I like that last sentence. Just pretty much sums up the paragraph. All right, and so we got some helpful hints here. There is not much way to become totally deaf within a couple minutes or days. Using NIOD, it will take several years. What the fuck is NIOD? Might be some medication that, you know, that has the side effect of becoming deaf. Or maybe it's like drops or something you put in your ears. Fucking acid. Burns right through your eardrum. All right. Yes, damaging the eardrum, it will only do some minor hearing loss. Plugging the ear canal is not a good solution because the earwax will get full of bacteria. Ew. The best way is to use a tool. You insert it into the ear canal up to the eardrum, then push the tool 3/4 of an inch more through the eardrum. Ah! And it will end into the cochlea. You have to damage the cochlea to get deafness, you see. But doing that, you will get a kind of major injury. There will be blood, lots of pain, and a real danger to get infection. And that'll be a real pain in the ass because it's in the skull next to the brain. An infection in the brain can die from it. There is no miracle pills you gulp before going to bed and you wake up deaf. Good luck. That's not very helpful. That's not encouraging. You're basically saying, all right, here's how to do it. This is the only way to really make yourself deaf. This is the information you want. But you better not do it. You'll get an infection in your brain and die. Of course he's going to do that. All right, here's another post. This is all about simming. I've tried a few ways to induce deafness and a few ways to sim, but the other night I tried this. I took one ounce syringe and stuffed about a quarter inch petroleum down it, and then I squirted it hard into my ear. Instant hearing loss to what it seems to be about 40 to 50 decibels. I have no idea what that means. Maybe he can only hear 40 to 50 decibels, or he's lost the hearing of 40 to 50 decibels? I don't know. All right, it's not very visible, if at all. I wipe out the outer ear with a cloth. Sometimes I compact the gel with the end of a razor. Why would you use that? He goes on to say he just needs a smooth, blunt tip. Shove goddamn razors. Razors in your ear. Any thoughts on this? Is this like an old hat and everybody already knows about it but me? Smiley. And finally, the last post I'll read has a great first sentence. So I finally got the Orogel out of my ear. Because people are willing to try anything. Squirting Orogel, numbing agents into their ear. All right, so I finally got the Orogel out of my ear and noticed that all along one of my housemates had a big bottle of lidocaine in the cupboard left over from his wisdom tooth extraction. I was reading back over some of the old posts about lidocaine and was unclear about whether it was used as the numbing agent prior to injecting another drug or puncturing. No one can write in complete sentences for some fucking reason. Or if this was the drug itself. Okay, could I numb the drum with lidocaine, puncture, and then let some settle down into the ear? Any thoughts on this would be great. So, this group has 555 people, right? It was founded in 2000, and there are still posts. This is a very active community. People want to be deaf. It's the Deaf Wannabe community over there at groups.yahoo.com. Check it out. And with that, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a stupid bit where I try to find poorly written or just bizarre or disgusting pornography. I then read these stories to you. Today, we've got one from nearly, what, 4 or 5 years ago? This is the story where I very rarely lose my shit on during these stories, but for some reason, something struck me as funny. It had to do with poop, and I lost it for about a minute. I don't know why. I'm a fucking child. Let's get into it right now, ladies and gentlemen. I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
I should mention, this story is really long, so we're going to only read a portion of it. But I think for Sideshow Freaks, I'm going to record the whole thing, which will probably end up being like a half hour. But it might just be worth it. It's that bad. So Sideshow Freaks, be on the lookout for that. I'm not sure when I'm going to get around to recording the whole thing, but let's get into it right now. There's an introduction before the story starts. Hello, everyone. I have finally written about a sexual fantasy of mine that I've had for quite a while on the very beautiful and sexy Natalie Portman. I think Natalie Portman is a goddess, and she is the hottest girl ever. This is a fantasy of mine about her in a fictional story where I'm dating, Natalie Portman, where I get to act out all my fantasies and fetishes with her. All right, let's get started. My name is Adam, and I must say that I'm the luckiest guy in the world, for I have as my girlfriend the goddess Natalie Portman, the female star of the Star Wars prequels. We started dating a few months ago, and she is madly in love with me. Delusional. I must say that years before we started dating, I had a major crush on Miss Portman and have fantasized about my many romantic occasions with her, which just means he jerked off to her picture. He admits to that, though. I've also had sexual fantasies where when I masturbated, I would have the most intense orgasms with my thoughts on making love to her. Natalie Portman and I met at the premiere of Star Wars Episode II in May 2002, and I still remember the first time I saw her in person and the sexy clothes she was wearing. She was the one who broke the ice with me, for I was too dumbfounded to even talk to her, like a boy in junior high with a crush on a girl. She took notice to the fact that I was a big sci-fi fan, and since she was never a fan or knows anything about sci-fi, she wanted to get to know me more to see what the world was like for a die-hard sci-fi fan like myself. Which, of course, would never happen in a million years. I like your Wookiee outfit. Wink. Our casual relationship soon turned into a dating relationship, and within the next few months, we were in a serious relationship. Our dates went from going to get coffee or McDonald's to going to fancy romantic restaurants. Because of the kind of dates we were going on, I knew she was turning into my girlfriend.
Hello, my future girlfriend. This is what I sound like.
Please pee on me.
Please pee on me if I'm on Yahoo chat. Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
The physical aspects of our relationship were slow. She was repulsed by me. I was anxious because, if you can believe this, I'm still practically a virgin. No, I don't believe that for a second. Yes, I was anxious because, if you can believe this, I'm still practically a virgin and quick and ready to have sex. Natalie Portman is a virgin, too. Only I did not know it at the time. For with me, it is because I do not do so well with the ladies. And with her, she's so busy with her acting career. But in spite of her being a virgin, she was in no way too fast to have sex. For she pushed my advances on a number of occasions. But our relationship was not static, for she did warm up to me in time. Within the first month of dating, she would let me hold her hand. It was not until the second month that we kissed for the first time. By the third month, we were French kissing. And by the fourth month, we were making out on a regular basis. By month five, she was ready to have sex with me for the first time. All right, then he goes into the, you know, first couple times they had sex, and it's kind of boring. It's standard stuff. I'm going to pick it up a few paragraphs later when they start getting into their sexual kinks and fetishes. Adam, our protagonist, I guess, is into patent leather shoes, and then apparently he likes also to lick her feet or something. Natalie Portman says, "I see that you have more than just a patent leather Mary Jane shoe fetish, for you seem to be getting yourself sexually off by smelling my stinky feet." Yes, I think you're right. I not only have a fetish for girls who wear shiny patent leather Mary Jane shoes, along with a schoolgirl uniform, I get obsessed with girls' feet. Always wondering what they smell like, although he spelled wondering wandering. Always wondering what they smell like. But doesn't the stinky smell of my feet turn you off? It should, and on anyone else it would. But your feet could stink to high heaven, and I would still be turned on. Yes, the smell of your stinky feet turned me on.
Okay, then smell away and get yourself off as you please.
And that is exactly what I did. Now it was Natalie's turn for her to share another one of her fantasies with me and for me to fulfill it. And when I asked her what it was, she replied,
"Not only have I always wanted to experience a guy fucking me in the cunt, I always fantasize what it would be like for a guy to take me from behind and penetrate me in my asshole."
So what you're saying is you're interested in anal sex?
Yes, I definitely am. I want you to fuck me in the ass. I want you to lick my anus and then ram your cock in my rectum.
Oh, wow. A girl who's into anal sex. This is my fantasy as well. I'm also obsessed with girls' assholes.
So I see that not only do you have a fetish for girls' shiny patent leather shoes and her stinky feet, but you also have a fetish for their stinky assholes?
You got that right.
Okay, then, let's stop talking and cornhole me.
This must have been written by, like, a 13-year-old. It's quite wonderful. While rimming her asshole, I could smell the stink from her anus. But but again, instead of it turning me off, it got me all the more hornier. And I began to lash my tongue harder and faster over and around her anus. I could not penetrate her in the rectum with my tongue yet, because in spite of me trying to loosen her up with my tongue, rimming her asshole, she was still tight. So I reached over and grabbed the jelly lubricant that I got from upstairs, then I applied some to my fingers and spread it across and around all over her anus. Then I started to push my rock-hard cock in and out of her asshole, starting at a slow speed, then getting faster and faster when her sphincter finally loosened up. It didn't take long for me to come, and then I exploded into the most intense orgasm of my life, which left me dizzy and weak afterwards. And then I ejaculated a boatload of white, sticky, hot sperm into her rectum. In a very weak and exhausted state, I pulled my cock out of her asshole. But she immediately grabbed me and had me lie down on my back on the floor. Then she squatted over me and told me to open my mouth wide. I obeyed, and then she spread her ass cheeks open and lowered her asshole over my mouth. I saw the sticky and wet as my white... What? I saw the sticky and wet as my white sticky sperm oozed out of her rectum. Then she pushed as if she was ready to take a shit, and then she pooped out all of my sperm into my mouth. When she was finished dumping my sperm out of her anus, she lifted me up off the floor and gave me a passionate kiss and French kiss, only to suck my sperm out of my and drink it. I like as the story's going on, the grammar's getting progressively worse. Where are we at here? Yeah, so we just sat there for a few minutes, kissing and swapping sperm into each other's mouth and drinking it. After we were finished, we just lie on the floor, embracing one another, in while we were still nude from the waist down. We reflected on our experience. Well, Natalie, did you enjoy that?
Oh, yes. I definitely did. I love getting fucked up my asshole just as much, if not more, than getting fucked up my pussy. How about you? Did you like the smell and taste of my asshole? And did you like having your cock buried deep in my anus? How do you compare it with the normal intercourse with your cock in my cunt hole?
Who talks like that? Natalie Portman. I loved it just as much, if not more, than having my cock in your cunt hole. I definitely loved the stinky smell of your asshole and the taste of your anus. I especially loved the way your sphincter squeezed down on my cock, so when I came, it made it all the more intense. Thanks, Natalie, for being my girlfriend. And for giving me such great sexual pleasure.
No problem. Adam, the pleasure is all mine. I love having you as my boyfriend and experimenting with all the sexual acts. I want to continue.
I'm trying to see at the top of this story if it says something like, you know, Adam Watkins, Mrs. Gardner's fourth period English assignment. Well, then things progress even further to water sports, and after peeing on each other... We're going to pick up the story here. After she came down from her explosive orgasm and I recovered from my long, massive piss, Natalie got out of the bathtub and asked me what I would like to do next, since it was my turn to reveal another fantasy. So I told her that I wanted to continue our bathroom games. But pushed the envelope a little further. I said to her that I have had fantasies where girls would shit on me and I play around in their shit. She found it no surprise, since I do love girls' stinky feet and their stinky assholes. So she beat me to the question of asking her for the request for her to take a shit on me. So she agreed, but she said that she did not need to poop at this time. So she went over to the medicine cabinet, oh no, and got out some laxatives. And she ate it and said it would take a few minutes to kick in. In the meantime, she came over to me and we kissed passionately while still completely in the nude. I could smell the sour odor and taste... The tangy taste of my... I could smell the sour odor and taste the tangy taste of my piss that was still in her mouth as I kissed her and French kissed her. Then after a few minutes of passionate kissing, we felt her bowels kick in and she needed to take a major poop. Then she had me lie down on the... This is like the worst story ever! And then she squatted over me. I felt the nervousness and anticipation of having her shit on me and having the whole bathroom stink for her nasty feces. I don't think anyone but Adam is getting off to this story. Then as she squatted over me, she pulled her ass cheeks apart only to reveal to me her tight pink puckered anus. Then she asked me if I was ready, and then I confirmed with her that I was. All I could see then was that she pushed like she was having a baby, and... And then she let out a big, nasty fart. This is so ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why. Alright, I'm sorry. Alright. All I could All I could see then was that she pushed like she was having a baby. Oh my god. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know why I'm laughing at this. All right. All right, she pushed like she was having a baby, and then she let out a big nasty fart, and then... I don't know why I'm laughing. All right, what the fuck? Why am I laughing? All right, let's get through this. We just gotta push through, like we're having a baby. All right, and then she let out a big nasty fart, and then her sphincter opened up, and then a big... thick, long, brown turd of shit came out of her anus and landed on my chest. Whew. All right. I'm composing myself here. She had more shit to go, but she stopped at that point, so she get up from squatting and then kneels down beside me. Then she smeared her stinky brown feces all over my chest, legs, arms, shoulders, and finally my face. The bathroom stunk so bad from her shit that Natalie was holding her nose with one hand while she was smearing the shit all over my body with the other. She was so amazed at how turned on I was, even in spite of the foul odor. After she covered my body from head to toe in her nasty brown feces, she got up off the floor only to squat it over me again so she could take another shit on me and empty her bowels, which were full of her own feces. Well, no fucking shit. Whose feces would it be up there? This time I directed her ass over to my face and aimed her asshole right over my mouth. Then she asked if I was sure I wanted to eat her nasty shit. When I confirmed with her that I definitely wanted to, she then pushed again like she was having a baby, and her sphincter opened up again, and I saw another nasty, long, brown, thick turd of shit come out of her anus and into my mouth. When she was finished getting the major turd of shit out of her bowels, she shit some more, but it was loose shit that even turned into a little diarrhea, which either went in and filled my mouth or completely covered my face in nasty and stinky brown solid and liquid feces. Jesus Christ, that is the longest sentence I've ever read. I've got to say that's the best line I've ever read in a Sextastic Tuesday story, the one that goes... When she was finished getting the major turd of shit out of her bowels. Turd of shit. Yes, turd of shit. Oh, we got to end it right there. Jesus Christ, this is going on a little too long. There's more to this story, though. Maybe I'll post the whole thing over on the sideshow before I record it for you guys. I don't know if I'll be able to get through it.
Yeah, that is your Sextastic Tuesday for August 21st, 2012, brought to you by our amazing sponsor, AdamandEve.com. Look, I'm at AdamandEve.com right now, looking at what sort of specials they have on their front page. Oh, look at this. Spend $50 and you can take off five. Oh, a $5 coupon. BFD, that stands for Big Fucking Deal. AdamandEve.com is saving the good deals for my freaky deekies. Yes, listeners of Distorted View, how does 50% off, half off, just about any item sound? Sounds a lot better than $5, doesn't it? Yes, pick out a sex toy for you ladies. Men, we've got some things to stick your dick in as well. Adult movies, lingerie, costumes, you know, creams of different sorts. Stuff to, you know, numb your dick. Keep you from coming too fast. You can clone your penis with some sort of penis plaster. Turn your dick into a real live, not live, real dildo. It doesn't actually move and stuff like that. It's not animatronic, although that would be really cool. Pick out something you like at AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, or coupon code DV. Two little letters will save you 50%. They're also going to throw in three free adult DVDs that you get to choose, plus free shipping. And, oh, and a mystery gift as well. Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's a mystery. Again, coupon code FREAK or DV at AdamandEve.com. If coupon code FREAK doesn't work, maybe you've already used it before, try coupon code DV. Again, just to recap, 50% off just about any item, three free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, all of this with free shipping, so they're not going to fucking rape you on you know, some hidden charges or something. Go there right now, AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah. Yes, again, today we have an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. If you're not yet a member, sign up right now. Support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. Full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, of course, every week we do extended programs and exclusive shows like the one I have for you on Thursday. Also, DVDA, our live video show, those archives are available only on the Sideshow as well. Sign up at superfreaksideshow.com. Thank you. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The owner of an Albuquerque candy store is selling a product she's calling meth candy. Oddly enough, people have a problem with that. I don't know who. As she tries to play off the popularity of the hit TV show Breaking Bad, Debbie Hall, owner of The Candy Lady, said Monday that the blue-tinted snack is merely sugar rock candy, though it bears a close resemblance to the blue crystal that is central to the plot of the Albuquerque-based TV drama. In fact, it bears such a close resemblance because Hall said she supplied the meth candy for the show as props for the drug during previous seasons. We supplied the show when it first started, said Hall, who buys the raw candy from a wholesale dealer before retooling it, turning it into meth. It's just rock candy with blue dye, and it looks like the real thing. Hall didn't get the idea of selling the blue stuff until she saw actor Bryan Cranston, who plays Walter White, a chemistry teacher turned meth dealer on the AMC series, during an appearance on David Letterman last month. He pulled out a small bag of the blue candy on the show. Breaking Bad follows... Okay, who the fuck cares? We all know what Breaking Bad is, right? It's, you know, meth. Since Cranston's Letterman appearance, Hall said she sold more than 300 bags of the meth lookalike. The Candy Lady's not the only one to capitalize on Breaking Bad. A new donut shop on the city's northeast section, the Rebel Donut, is selling Blue Sky Breaking Bad donuts, fully equipped with blue sugar rock sprinkles on top of a vanilla ice cake donut. The two-month-old store has been selling it since the shop opened and regularly sells out. Matt Kennicott, a spokesman for the New Mexico Human Services Department, said the state agency tackles substance abuse, and although state officials support small businesses, owners need to understand the state's challenges with drug abuse. You know, you can see how selling fake meth, tasty, sweet fake meth to children could encourage them to try the real thing. We need to all be aware of the drugs epidemic in this state. I just love that there's a donut that has meth sprinkles on it. This is a serious problem we're facing. For her part, Hall said that she's not looking to glorify meth and the drug trafficking business. It is what it is. That's pretty much all she says. Everyone needs to remember this is television. We're just playing on a television show. I don't condone drugs in any way, shape, or form. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. At the top of the show, I talked about deaf wannabes. Now, here's a Wolverine wannabe. Yeah, the Marvel character Wolverine. The story comes from Utah. A Vernal man is facing a felony charge after police say he attacked his roommate with a weapon made famous by a comic book anti-hero. Christopher Ryan Huff, 19, was charged Friday in 8th District Court with aggravated assault, which is a second-degree felony for those keeping tabs on that type of thing. He's accused of using a knife and a replica of the claws associated with the Marvel Comics character Wolverine in his August 8th attack on his 20-year-old roommate. The alleged victim sustained probably 5 to 6 wounds to his head. Five being, you know, let's see, there's Wolverine. What does Wolverine have? Like three or four blades coming out of his hand? And then it says here that he also used a knife. So there you go. There's five. It was just one swipe across the face. All right. Yes, the alleged victim sustained probably 5 to 6 wounds to his head and then 2 to his arm, multiple defense wounds on his hands, and then 1 real deep wound to his thigh, said Vernal Police Sergeant Vance Norton. The alleged victim initially told officers at the emergency room that he'd been in a fight with a group of strangers on the street. However, he later identified Huff as his attacker after officers found blood at the home of the two men. Norton said Huff's mother was also stabbed in the left arm during the incident as she tried to pull him off his roommate. Huff's mother is dating his roommate. Oh, okay. The sergeant said, noting that the two men have been best friends since they were younger. That's fucking creepy and weird, right? It was kind of a domestic he's 19. Wait a second. Norton. This kid is 19. Christopher Ryan Huff. Norton said Huff's mother was stabbed in the left arm as she tried to pull him off. The sergeant said that Huff's mother is dating the roommate. Holy shit! Huff was booked in the county jail but was released after posting $10,000 bail. He is due to make his first court appearance on September 10th. So, how do you like that? Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Canada. A young woman in Fredericton is singing on the streets to call it. Well, that sounds like fun, isn't it? Like, this is going to be an uplifting story, right? A young woman is singing on the streets to call attention to the disease that made her blind. What? Erica Richards lost her eyesight last year after developing cryptococcus meningitis. I may have mispronounced that, but I like that word, cryptococcus. Cryptococcus meningitis is a potentially fatal swelling of the membrane surrounding the brain. The disease is caused by fungus that lives in the guts of pigeons. What the hell did you do, lady? Did you eat a pigeon whole? People can breathe it if they're exposed to pigeon shit. Oh, okay. So she was huffing pigeon poop. The 24-year-old was living in a house that had a pile of pigeon feces in the attic, and she also had a compromised immune system from chemotherapy. Oh, this bitch cannot catch a break. Cancer and now cryptococcus? The girl described her symptoms, a reverse migraine. I needed light. I needed sound. I needed neck massages. I couldn't lay down. I couldn't sit up. Couldn't eat. I was vomiting. And then I started having double vision, quadruple vision, and then seizure. And then no vision. And then I ended up in the hospital. Richard sings to supplement her. Oh, she's literally singing. Okay. Richard sings to supplement her $135 a month disability payment. Christ. Kevin Forward is an infectious disease specialist who teaches at the Dalhousie Medical School in Halifax. I think it's pretty common sense. Move to avoid being in a situation where there's a lot of pigeon shit. Okay, he says pigeon droppings. Particularly if you're disturbing them, cleaning them up, sweeping them. Yeah, lady, you got a bunch of pigeon shit in your attic. Clean it up and get, you know, clean it. Pigeons are part of the urban landscape, but they're known to carry a long list of disease-causing organisms. Why can't we wipe out pigeons? What do they do? Are they that important to the food chain, really? All right, next month she'll be going to a school sponsored by the Canadian National Institute for the Blinds to finish high school and to get matched with a seeing eye dog. So there you go. She hopes to go on to study law. Good luck with that. Justice is blind. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yes, this is very fun. I have set up a phone number where you can call, leave a message, and I will play them on the program and respond to your inane babbling. So, you know, phone number is 206-666-4463. If you're new to the program or have never called in, you know, call me, maybe. No. No. Fucking Carly. Anytime. Hey. Carly Rae. Jessamyn. Shut your fucking pie hole. All right. Time that bitch learns a new song. It's getting really old, isn't it? All right. Yes, caller. I want you to speak loudly and clearly and don't anger me, which always seems to happen. But yes, go right ahead.
Timothy Blackula Henson. Hey, Caitlin here. Two things real quick because the wheel's about to come on. One, drying your clothes in the microwave. Whenever it's cold outside, I've always enjoyed microwave.
Wait a second. Didn't he not call it? He called in a while ago.
TV Freak Dark Fox here, and I'm trying to get a bunch of shows. I'm listening July 31st show towards the end where you are fairly insistent on there being no emergency situation in which a man would have to take a tampon out of his asshole. I don't know about you, but usually what happens when anything goes on with my ass is when I'm taking a big steaming shit.
Okay.
So if you have a tampon in there, it becomes an emergency situation, Tim. I know it comes as a humongous shock to you. that people poop out of their man pussies, but try to, you know.
What the hell is this guy talking about? Is he advocating the use of tampons in a man ass?
Use the big brain. I know that you've got, you know, you're a little horned up, so the big brain's not in charge right now. But try to, you know, remember you're talking about a TG, which means that there's a penis where the vagina should be, and an S2 where the male vagina would be, apparently. And if there's a tampon up there and you have to take a shit, it ain't coming out. Hit her, Jimmy.
Okay, I still don't get it. I don't know what's going on. What did I miss? Freaks.
Hey, this is Sideshow Freak, Lifetime member, Jesus.
Hi, Jesus.
And just an interesting thing.
I'll be the judge of that.
Looking at a headline here with a picture. It says, Miami cannibal victim describes attack. And there's a image, and there's two.
How the hell can he describe anything? Have you seen his mangled head and face? He doesn't have lips.
One of a gangster-looking black man and a crazy-looking guy with a beard and hair, and I honestly can't tell which one of them is the
I think the crazy guy with the beard is the one who was attacked.
The bath salt.
He's a homeless.
Yeah. Just thought that was interesting.
It's kind of funny when you can't tell who the victim is.
To you, Tim, it's Marie from D.C.
Like, hi, Marie.
I'm free calling in.
My princess.
I'm a little behind in shows, and I also am getting over laryngitis, if you can't tell from my voice. And I've just heard the episodes where you're talking about your sister coming in and she's on the rag, and other callers talking about how they have people that are bleeding all over the place and sniffing all their dirty old rags. And the answer to all that I told you a year ago, which is the Diva Cup, the silicone cup.
Yes, we've talked about the Diva Cup. Maybe I should get my sister one of those.
Just stick up in your cunt, and it does everything for you. There's nothing smelly. You just dump it in the toilet, wash it out. No problem with the dogs eating your shit. So you gotta just tell all these bitches to put...
Have you tried the Diva Cup?
Put that in there?
Yeah, the Diva Cup, you shove in your... Yeah, basically she just explained it. You shove it up your pussy during your time of the month, and it collects all of your juice.
And then you won't have to worry
all of
about...
your female juice blood.
...about that, unless that is your thing. All right, talk to you later.
Cool, thank you very much for the tip. I will forward that to my sister.
Hey, Tim, it's Jake. By show member from Canada.
Okay.
I gotta say, love your show.
But
been listener for a very long time.
But
the only thing that's ever turned me off on your show, believe it or not, is the stat. Why? Nobody wants to hear it, Tim.
Oh shit. Well, I'm sorry. Oh shit, literally. Sorry about today's Sextastic Tuesday story. I don't think that's true. I think scat is hilarious to hear it, not to see it so much, but to hear the sounds coming out of someone's asshole.
Ooh, you have not hit an all-time low since the Bunny Crush video. You are seriously dragging behind, so...
Oh, you want me to offend a large portion of my audience and make them flee from the program? I see.
Get it together.
All right, I'll see what I can do. Thank you guys for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. He's a no-God.
But I poop from there.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. Be known to all when I shut your mouth. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens. Be known to all when I shut their mouth.
How did we get to that?